Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it wasn't the kind of game that the Gopher men's basketball team wanted to have last night. They got kind of blown out at the barn, Maxie.
Yeah, they did. It was, you know, the first half, Illinois took it to them. And they got a look, you know, they got a matchup problem, and a lot of teams do against Illinois. His name is Kofi Koopman, and he is a specimen. And he is so strong and so much stronger than what they'll see most nights. But it also exposed one of the Gophers' weaknesses, is that they don't have a lot of size down low. And, you know, Eric Curry can try to bump a little bit, and they can bring in Daniels in the low block, but that's not enough. And then last night, on top of it, Kofi was getting, you know, they weren't going to call him for an offensive foul no matter what he did. And that happens in the Big Ten some nights. And he just dominated. 29 points he had and 10 rebounds, and he averages a double-double. So those numbers aren't out of the norm. But it was a wake-up call to an extent that when you play in the Big Ten, will be more physical, but you won't see a more physical player than him. But the Big Ten likes to lean on each other and let them play underneath, and you're going to have to match some of that sometimes. And the Gophers have won a lot of games this year with kind of a, I don't want to call it a four out, but certainly it's a lot of movement and shoot the ball well, which is fine when they're going in, but you got to make a lot of shots to offset that. He was fun to watch, man. It was like a throwback to the 1980s when the Big Ten had all those guys that played until they were a senior, you know, instead of leaving early for the pros, and those big mature bodies, and that's what he has, and that's what he did last night, and he was a show.
He certainly did. Ben Johnson even said, anybody can figure out how to guard that guy, let me know. he was even saying that.
And especially if they're not calling fouls on him. I mean, they gave him the lane. I mean, he was bumping and moving. So you go, okay, this is like going and he's sitting down, and they give you a piece of cake and saying, here, eat it at your convenience, because there's nothing they could do to stop him.
Absolutely. You know, Ben Johnson was saying, you know, this is the first time all year that the team just didn't have it. It was a weird vibe there from start to finish.
Well, yeah, it was, but it was, I think, because they got behind so far so early, and they really haven't done that this year. They did against Michigan State and came back and made it close. Other than that, they haven't had nights where they've gotten behind and almost look like they're saying, looking at each other going, boy, we haven't seen this before. You know, we Michigan State gave us some, and that was their team that beat them, but we haven't seen something like this before, and they didn't quite know how to react or catch up or get back in the game. They didn't make enough shots, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself to be a great shooting team when you fall behind like that, and not every night are you going to get it. And Illinois defends pretty well. You know, Coach Underwood's been there a long time, and he understands the Big Ten. He defended the perimeter pretty well and made them uncomfortable.
Tonight, the Wolves are playing Oklahoma City at Target Center, 7 p.m. tip-off, right here on WCCO Radio. Are we going to see some key players back in the lineup?
Well, they started... you know, and we're all kind of new to this, but they left the protocol to start conditioning to play again, meaning D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns, on Monday. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of they're cleared to practice. I don't know if that means that they need more time to condition. You might recall Anthony Edwards got cleared to do the same thing, but he didn't play right away, even though he was cleared. They had him do a couple more conditioning days. And so I don't know if that's the same thing now for Towns and Russell, if they need to, because they've been quarantining, if they need a couple more days of running wind sprints and all that stuff, or if they could give the team some minutes tonight. On top of that, this team, because of the nature of their schedule last week, they haven't practiced. You know, yesterday was a travel day. Today they won't do anything. They'll do just a walkthrough. So they haven't any practices. So these guys have kind of been on their own. But to be honest with you, I don't know what the rule exactly states, or if there's a rule the team has that says X amount of days after you're out of the protocol, we'll start playing you in games. I guess we'll find out tonight. But that's, you know, part of the education by on the run this year with COVID.
How are all, you know, all these different sports, all these managers, coaches handling all these kind of ups and downs with COVID protocols and which player is in, which player is out?
You know, that's a really good question, Vanita, and it varies from team to team and coach to coach. But I would say this, much better this year because nothing surprises them anymore. Last year we were really, taken back and didn't know their games and bubbles and all this stuff. And this year, I think, Mike Zimmer puts it pretty, you get up in the morning, you check your text, you find out who's not available, and you make your game plan and move on. And that's kind of where I think Chris Finch is too with the Timberwolves. Of course, eight players have been lost from that to move on. And that's kind of where I think Chris Finch is too with the Timberwolves. Of course, eight players have been lost from that roster this year at different times. And so I think coaches, and coaches are pretty good at this because of injuries in the past, they do this better than, probably business people and everything else, is that they're so used to having to make changes on the fly that I think they probably do it better than most. But to answer your question, a lot better this year than last year, but nobody likes it.
It's tough, and it's tough for fans to follow. You buy a ticket, and you don't know who's going to be playing that night either. Yeah.
Yep, and that's a big part of why you buy the ticket. Yeah.
Exactly. You want to see Kat. All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Maxie. Appreciate
it. You bet.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.